USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has filed paperwork for his second presidential run following his previous attempt in 2016. He is anticipated to officially launch his campaign at a town hall event in New Hampshire tonight. Explosions at a dam in Russian-controlled southern Ukraine have triggered extensive flooding. Sky News correspondent Alex Crawford is there.
We are talking about 18 cubic kilometers of water which has been unleashed, and the floodwaters have been washing down slowly but surely, swallowing up about 100 villages and towns, including Kherson City, the capital of Kherson region.
Built in 1950, the dam retains a vast water volume comparable to Utah's Great Salt Lake. U.S.-China relations are showing signs of improvement. Secretary of State Antony Blinken plans to visit Beijing following productive talks between senior American diplomats and their Chinese counterparts Monday. That is according to the State Department. House Republicans are criticizing the Biden administration for its alleged lack of preparation regarding the termination of Title 42, the immigration rule related to COVID-19. In a House subcommittee hearing today, Louisiana Republican Representative Clay Higgins challenged the administration's assertion that border crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border have decreased.
Numbers of human beings crossing into America are indeed still at the record levels that we saw prior to the end of Title 42.
Title 42, which facilitated the swift expulsion of asylum seekers, expired in early May. Congress is making efforts to ensure the inclusion of AM radio and newer vehicle models. House subcommittee held a hearing on a bipartisan bill that would require car manufacturers to retain AM radio functionality. This is USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
The arrival of private plane loads of migrants in Sacramento, California is riling up state leaders. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says these migrants are victims of the leadership of the state of Florida.
A private company called Vertil Systems, Inc., that is a vendor for the state of Florida as part of the state of Florida's official program, the so-called voluntary transportation program.
Bonta told KCRA3 that the second plane full of migrants is part of the same scheme by the state of Florida, using public tax dollars to fund a so-called voluntary transportation program. New York Congressman George Santos is being ordered to unveil who bailed him out.
A court rejected a motion filed by Santos's lawyers Monday night to keep the IDs of his benefactors sealed. He doesn't want to identify the three people who raised the $500,000 needed to keep him out of jail. The congressman's legal team claims revealing that information would spur retaliation for those who helped him. The New York Republican is charged with wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and lying to Congress. He has until Friday to appeal the decision. I'm Natalie Migliori, New York.
The world of professional golf is undergoing a transformative change as the PGA Tour and LIV Golf have decided to merge with the goal of globalizing the sport. And the Oakland A's relocation to Las Vegas has encountered a significant hurdle as Nevada lawmakers declined to advance a $380 million public funding bill crucial for bringing the team to the city. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.